Not too encouraging news that a major row has erupted between EirGrid and the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities about why we are where we are, facing into the possibility of blackouts this winter. We're certainly facing into the reality of ever-increasing prices, and we have a system that is creaking under pressure. With me, the line to talk about this is Fine Gael councillor Jim Finucane. And Jim, you contacted us on Friday to talk about this situation and where we are now. How much more worried are you this morning with all that we're learning, particularly in relation to warnings that were issued, over a year ago about threats to the country's power supply, and it looks like nowhere near enough done in the meantime?
I would say very little done, Angeli, and that's the concern. If you look at the European news of the last week or two, you have President Macron in Algeria sourcing extra gas supplies from that country, and they had obviously a very long historical relationship. You have Germany, Italy talking about new LNG plants, and there is a frantic amount of activity with major European countries because they're conscious of winter and the unpredictability of their winters and the drop in temperatures. Here, then, we seem to be doing absolutely very little to nothing. We have this new row between the energy regulator and EirGrid, and the energy regulator wants to levy over 2,000 large businesses with tariffs to yield 100 million. Now, 22 of those companies, like Intel, Alcan in the Shannon Estuary, would be expected to fund maybe up to 50 million of this. So here we have, on the European scale, European leaders and governments involved in frantic diplomatic efforts. Here we're talking about a tariff on direct inward investment. And obviously, this would have a huge impact on the continued attractiveness of this country. But existing jobs, if you're going to penalise country after the IDA spending millions to attract them into this country, it makes no sense. There's a meeting this week of the Climate Change Committee in the Dáil, and we're still waiting on the Security of Supply report, which was due to be published in the third quarter. Now, unless it's published tomorrow, Wednesday, but we don't seem to have any direction on what
a starter, Jim, should that be that long-awaited report, no matter how politically sensitive it is or otherwise, should that be just published straight away in the context of the emergency we're now in?
How can you deal with an emergency if some of the basic information that you require to deal with this situation is not in front of you? That report by experts would have stated should have taken 2 to 3 months. It has taken in excess of 2 years. Now, unless, and what I'm calling and hearing the leader of my own party and the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach to say, look, we are facing a crisis here, not alone for industrial, but for our own residents and for people with the unpredictability facing into winter, where very little has been done. In Spain, for example, they're already deciding when to close public buildings, when to turn off the hot water facilities in public buildings, administrative buildings, and we don't seem to be proactive on anything. And yet, at the same time, we have this project sitting on the laps of government, which could yield 600 megawatts of electricity, the LNG plant in Tarbert and Ballylongford. And we're waiting for both Pranala to give a decision, and they're stating that they're waiting for the security of supply agreement. It's a matter, there should be a clear, united approach here to get this thing underway. We don't have a choice anymore about Shannon LNG. We don't have a choice in it. The country needs it. It needs it. And if you look at some statistics from last Saturday, Jerry, the system needed 3,415 megawatts of energy. The wind energy contributed 12 megawatts of that, 1.83%. So what has to be clear here, we have the capacity of the wind farms. No matter how many wind farms you build, it only applies when the wind is blowing.
Or when you've developed a system whereby you can capture and store that to secure supply, or develop a grid, an interconnected grid across Europe whereby you can get wind from everywhere when you need it, when it's not blowing in another place. We're not at that situation at the moment. Finally, Jim, There seems to be a bit of a blame game developing. A lot of tracking back now by politicians. Micheál Martin said the Taoiseach that he was caught unawares last week with all these warnings. Now it's emerging that the Cabinet were told a year ago that we were in trouble and serious trouble in relation to that. Maybe as far back as 2020, when this government came into power, the Minister for Environment, Aidan Ryan, was told we're in serious trouble here. We seem to be in the middle of a blame game and not too many solutions coming. Or are we stuck now with the reality of blackouts this winter? Or do you believe Eamon Ryan when he says he doesn't think there will be?
No, for a Minister of the Environment and Climate Change to come up and to tell the Irish people on national airwaves that we will get by, but it will be tight, that doesn't inspire confidence in any individual or any business or small business, whether it's a shop with refrigerated units. It impacts. It impacts on the cost of food. So, for example, and then to state, here we have a company for the last 11 or 12 years who've spent 60 to 70 million and who are still waiting on a result of a planning. That shows you the level of commitment. And I would say to my own and to the other politicians, and not just Eamon Ryan, they would take note of this, because the defining moment of this government could be the first blackout that this country experiences in wintertime, and the people deserve better. Okay. But it is not an option. My view at this stage, it is not an option at the moment. Publish the report, give the planning permission to go, final go-ahead to Shannon LNG, create jobs in this and have a contributor to the grid.
Okay, all right, that's Jim Finucane and his view on where we stand at the moment. If you have a view on that, get in touch.